The best. Give her hers where her flowers are due. This is our queen, Rena the Mare, coming in for episode 3, Invaders from Planet Dom and the City of Kicksville. This is her segment. I'm going to give you the opportunity to let us know a little bit how you're feeling today. We know it's Tuesday, it's election, there's a lot of different stuff going on. We want to check in and see how you're feeling today before we get into all of the things of the things. What's going on, Miss Rena? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Day's been good. You know, had to had half a day, a work day today, which was good. So
okay,
now I got some energy left in me.
I feel, listen, because yeah. I know you over there in the PST holding it down with us. I was like, I don't want to keep you too late. They want to get you too early. They wanted to get you too late, so I tried to get you in that sweet spot. Sorry for running a little bit over.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm a chatterbug. They don't call me a just
chatterbug. Hey, I'm the same way. I'm a little chit chatter.
Thank you. So I do want us to get an opportunity to know a little bit more about you, of course, during this podcast, starting with what brought you on over to these kids streaming. You know, if they kick, if the home for degenerates. And you're no degenerate, I might be, but you're no degenerate. But no, but seriously, what brought you over to Kick Streaming? And just tell us a little bit about what you do in these creator streets, whether it's here or on other platforms. What do you do in your streams?
Well, I started off on Kick like I did with every other platform I was on, as a moderator and a community manager. So I've been a moderator in a community, a moderator for almost 6 years, been a streamer for going on 2.5 years, or no, 2.5 years going on 3.
Yeah.
So, just with Kick, I was a moderator first before I decided to be a streamer. And, you know, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to give it a shot. I'm going to try Kick. And I had a friend that joined me on the same day, and she's been killing it. And the good thing about being a moderator before becoming a streamer is you really get to prepare a little bit more. You know, you see a lot of things as a moderator. You have to take action as a moderator. So coming in on, you know, in on Kick kind of already gave me the tools on what to prepare. And of course, just like with any new beginner streamer, when people were coming to Kick, a lot of us were really fearful about joining the platform, and I totally understand why. Ooh. You know, of course, with you know, certain people not making the platform as inviting and and acting up, it, you know, you hesitate, and there's you totally understand.
Yep.
But what I saw with Kick that I've never seen with any other platform is people really trying to wanting it to make it better. They didn't come on because, oh, it's about me. I want to try this new platform because I want to grow. Everybody kind of knew how Kick was established and the controversy that surrounded it. When I joined in March is when it was the peak controversy. Oh, and
yes, you did.
And what really drew me was the fact that a lot of the community of Kick wanted to make Kick a better place. Like, look at me, guys. We're making a statement. We're helping out with each other. Yeah. Everybody's trying to make everybody grow. Everybody saw, you know, the verification, and they were going towards that. And it was kind of like a united effort rather than just individual effort. And to me, I wanted that, you know, because for the longest time, I didn't know who I was as Rena the Mare, the streamer. I knew who I was as a moderator. I knew who I was as a community manager. But as a streamer, I wasn't sure. And I was just like, who am I? So what I saw with Kick was community. There was connection. There was unity. There was progress, you know, and I wanted to be a part of that. So I decided on March 20th, 2023, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do this. And, you know, unfortunately, I had, you know, a mental breakdown that caused me to take some time off. I wasn't able to stream, you know. So, but I was always in Kick as a moderator. So I was still a part of the Kick community regardless. So that really helped me with my healing, with my growth and stuff like that. So That's how Rena the Mayor on Kick
I
came
know.
About, was born.
Yes. Yes. And we need all kinds of different perspectives when we're doing this podcast. And it's good that we have somebody that can come from the streaming space and finding themselves as a creator, but also can come from that moderator background, because you know we have a lot. You know I do my streams. You know, we yeah. love our mods. We do Mod Appreciation yeah. Day. My mods don't play. They might allow a couple little itty bitty things to be said and then give people a chance, but we really yeah. don't play in the community. So I kind of want to know more about you also from the moderator perspective. What is, if anything, what is the experience like differing as a Kick moderator versus perhaps other platforms that you've moderated on?
There's really not much difference, because I am really selective on who I moderate for the streamers. You know, I want to be a part of streamers and a community that have the good vibes, that are not always dramatic. Well, not really dramatic. I mean, a little drama here, and I'm just kidding.
Here and there.
I meant dynamic dramatic, you know, yes, where they're just over the top, you know. That's just not my style. Just overall, just a really calm, chill kind of community. And it's funny, because I never really wanted to become a mod. I kind of just became one, just because I was always involved in the chats. Mm-hmm. I helped the streamer out a lot. And the first streamer that I was a moderator for, you know, he saw my potential as being a moderator, and he was very disciplined as a streamer.
Okay.
And with my background being in management and being a supervisor at work, I have that kind of like that discipline as well. I want to be organized. I want to, but still have the fun.
Yes.
And I just took my role as a moderator like naturally, you know. And I'm not just there to manage the stream. I'm there to really help the streamer. I'm helping out even behind the scenes. I'm making sure that they're okay. And that's where the community manager came in with everything. So I don't know. It kind of just came natural to me to be a moderator. And like I said, it really prepared me to become a streamer, to have the discipline, to have the awareness. And it's been a really good journey being both, you know, because sometimes some people want to be just a moderator. Other people want to be just a streamer. But I enjoy being both. But I really, really... I'm like a fish in water when it comes to being a moderator, because I just, you know, it just comes naturally to me.
You know how to do it. You said you like, hey, I'm a whole supervisor. I know how to be organized. I know how to run.
I'm on it, baby. I'm on it. You tell me what to do.
I'm the mayor.
Yeah, I'm the mayor of, maybe the mayor of Kick. Who knows? But
you are. You know?
So that's how it happened.
I love that. Thank you for sharing and giving us more of insight from both perspectives. And please let us know about this name, because, you know, I don't know if people get, you know, I'm a Powerpuff Girls girly. So people know the city of Townsville. So I'm thinking the mayor from like Townsville, Powerpuff Girls. And I'm like, city of Kicksville, we have Rena the mayor. So can you please tell us a little bit more about your name, how you came up with it, and then what we can expect when we go to your channel? What are we usually going to see when we go see you stream?
Yeah, well, Rena the Mayor kind of evolved from being Rena the Mod, you know. Everybody's like, hey, Rena the Mod is in here. And then, you know, sometimes I'm very direct, especially when it comes to trolls and stuff like that. And I put them in their place when I need to. And then everybody's like, Rena for Mayor, Rena for Mayor. So, you know, that came about it. So, and what I really thought was really awesome about how my name came about was, you know, I'm a mod. I take care of the community. I take care of the chat. I take care of the streamer. I make sure everybody's having a good time. I get rid of things that don't need to be there, just like a good mayor would in any kind of, in their community or any kind of community. Mm-hmm. They go out there and make everything better and stronger and make everybody happy. So I figure, you know what? Rena the mayor, you know? And I don't normally say this. And then my friend Kane Stone Abel is gonna get after me, but Mayor's part of my last name, so I figured, you know what, It works. Rena the mayor. And there so that's how it happens.
There you go. And don't y'all be trying to go look her up and do all this stuff. It might be spelled if, you know, people be out there trying to get the people.
I ain't scared of y'all. I keep it private. Don't worry.
There you go. I'm like, Rena is not scared of y'all. And we will run up if we have to. We will run. We don't play all that doxing and soxing and all that stuff. Speaking of which, I do want to ask you, because I know that you're in the PST. What is it like? Because people in all types of different time zones. Mm-hmm. So what has it been like kind of figuring out your streaming schedule, your content, just figuring out who you are in this space? What has it been like finding that over here on Kick Streaming?
It's a little difficult because the majority of the people that I associate with and a part of, they are on the East Coast. East Coast. EST.
Oh, same for me. Yep.
You know, so in a way, it kind of benefits me because I have all that time behind me to really, you know, focus on the streamer or my streams. Because for the most part, when I'm not streaming, I'm in a chat, you know, moderating or being a part of a stream. Because I love being in chat. It's just it's what makes me happy. You know, I love to engage. I love to energize and stuff. But I figured, you know what? If there's any late night owls that are out there while I'm still streaming, you know, that's who I'm going to gear it to. So you just never know. You never know who's going to come across your stream, whether it's everybody else is asleep in the East Coast and if some people are awake on the West Coast or even on the other side of the world.
Right.
You just never know. So I'm like, you know what? For the late night owls, I'm gonna be there. So,
yeah, and I would love to be able to see you more. I know you also stream earlier in the day on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I used to be up all night long, Rena. I swear to you, but this baby has been kicking my keister.
Literally kicking.
I've never been so tired in my life. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do my. I'm gonna set an alarm for like 10 o'clock. Like I'm trying to see you at 7. Sometimes. So I'm blessed that I have been able to catch you. One of your, I would say your strengths is that you're super duper just welcoming. The vibes are always right. And I do want you to kind of speak to what you feel like are your strengths before we get to platform strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like are your personal strengths as a creator? And what are some areas for growth that you feel like things that you might want to work on as a streamer?
My strength is that I'm very like accepting. I'm very engaging. Mm-hmm. No judgmental. And if you guys notice on my Twitter, my ex profile on my banner, it says cool vibes. Yes. And even on my about page on Kick, I'm the mayor. I call myself the mayor of cool vibes because I always say, you don't have to be good at what you do. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be cool to kick it with me. As long as you're cool, I'm cool with you. Like, that's all. That's that, you know, you're cool with me. I'm cool with you. You're cool with everybody that you surround yourself with. We're going to have a good time regardless, you know, and that's all I want. That's just how I play. I'm not very strict. I'm not, you know, I know like with the trolls, you know, that come around. I like to kill them with kindness. I like to kill them with humor. And then for the most part, like 99% of the time when I do that, they either stay in there. I've even had a troll tell me, he goes, you know what? You're pretty cool. And then they follow me. They might not come around as much, but then they follow me. So that's what my focus is too, is just, you know, just have a good time. Have, you know, the vibes, you know, the thing that I can probably improve of is change. Like I'm really hard with accepting change because I like to stay in my comfort zone.
Yeah, same.
It's hard for me to step out because I like what feels good. I like what I'm used to, you know, and I know a lot of people have always told me, even before I started streaming, you know what? You should be a streamer. You're really good. You have a really good vibe. You have a good attitude. Yes, your energy is really amazing. And I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know. I feel good just being in chat. That's where that was home to me. So I decided, you know, I think it was 2022. May is when I started streaming for the first time. And it, you know, like I said, it just comes naturally. So I need to really work on stepping outside my box, my boxes, because I have several boxes that I want to stay in.
All right, girl.
So, but yeah, and be okay with change. Never be afraid of it, because that's how you're gonna grow. That's how you're gonna know.
That part.
And you, it's amazing how many good people are also trying to change, stepping out of their box, you know. And you know, you can build something beautiful when you really accept change, and you really find yourself. And I think I found myself as a streamer when I decided, you know what, it's okay to change, it's okay to grow, it's okay to be afraid, you know, just go for it. You never know. Right. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work.
There,
and then
you go.
And then you just start, you know, you just continue to go, you know.
Right.
So I'm still learning, you know, obviously, to with that change, but it's just step by step.
Yeah, it's just baby steps. Like you said, you're like, I might have a couple of boxes and all that stuff, but you can unpack the boxes one at a time. Mm-hmm. Or we can just throw the boxes away altogether.
Yeah,
so whichever
exactly.
you want to do with it. It's your pace. Yeah. It's your journey. And I love what you said about sometimes we might try something new, and sometimes I feel like people consider, like, let's just take, for example, sometimes people do these subathons, right? And, you know, I'm not a subathon girly. I have my things about subathons. I'm not against them, but I have my things about them. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the pressure that sometimes I feel like it kind of underlyingly puts on communities to keep your time. You know, I have my things about subathons. Yeah. However, some people do these subathons and they don't plan them out appropriately, or they get disappointed when, oh my God, I didn't hit the 2,000 sub goal mm-hmm. that I set for myself with my community that's kind of maybe averaging 5 subscribers. And I feel like just because I did this subathon, I should have made all this money and had all this, you know. And I think we have to get away from looking at those things when they don't go the way we plan as failures, but just opportunities to grow and maybe even develop a little bit of self-awareness that some people don't have, where it's like, okay, maybe I set some unrealistic expectations with that one back there. Let's refocus and reel it in. So the thing
come
about
back a little bit.
Right. You get to try multiple times, and people, you might sometimes I feel like even me doing this podcast thing, because Fuzz is the one who was pushing me to do it. I've always said I wanted to get into hosting. I used to host events when I lived in LA and all that stuff. I would like to one day host like an award show or give an award, you know, something like that. If the big dream, right? But just like you, sometimes I be feeling like I want to try this new thing, but what if people don't like it, or what if people don't gravitate? What if they wanted to just see me play Fortnite or be crazy, or some of the things I used to do really early on the platform, just shaking booty and having fun and all that stuff.
The shimmy, remember the shimmy?
The shimmying, all that stuff. And it's like, well, what if people don't come around anymore if I stop being like that? But I had to just push myself and be like, you know what? I love people. I love the community. I love getting to meet people like you through the community. But at the end of the day, if I'm creating content that's not making me happy and speaking true to my character, then I'm now making myself a slave to my audience instead of doing what's best for me and myself. And, you know, slavery ended back in 16, 18, whatever. Yeah. We're not doing that no more.
Yeah, exactly. And see, people notice too. Your viewers, your followers, whoever's watching you, they notice. And the one thing that I always tell people or streamers as a community manager is, don't expect too much too soon. The easiest thing that's gonna probably take place is when you join a platform, you start streaming, and you become affiliate. That's probably the easiest thing that you're going to be doing, because everybody's going to want to help you gain followers so you can become affiliate and stuff like that. But once you become affiliate, then that's where the real hard work starts to happen. And and streamers, what they fail to really realize is the momentum doesn't pick up all the like as quickly as you do when you get affiliate. And I think that's when a lot of the discouragement starts to happen. It's like, man, I thought I'd have like 500 followers by now. I thought I'd have, you know, 50 subs by now. And it's like,
oh yeah.
You know, like, don't do the by now. Just, you know, don't even think now.
Yeah.
Just do whatever works for you right now. It's going to come eventually. And, you know, I've said this before, and I love saying this because it kind of gives people a lot of different perspective, is a lot of streamers, they hold on to their peak, whatever peak that is. It could be like, you know, a thousand viewers on one stream, they or 100 followers or whatever that peak is, they hold on to it. It's not so much that they want to go over it or top it. They just love that high that they had when they had that peak. And they hold on to it. And when they don't either have that momentum or that level and they lose it, they just get so discouraged and then
I
they
know.
just quit. They quit. And even me as a smaller streamer, I get that way too sometimes. You know, it's just like, man, I had a good stream yesterday and what happened? And you can't put that much pressure on you, because when you're at your peak, say you're at a mountain and you're at your the peak that you're at, and you look around you, what you're gonna see is you're gonna see different types of peaks. And those different types of peak represent all the other ones. Like it could be the followers, it could be the gifted subs, it could be just a really good stream, a really good game. There's different peaks in your streaming journey. So don't focus on just one. And you gotta remember, what's really important is for you to go and reach another peak, what do you have to do? You have to go back down. You got to look at the valleys. You got to go through the hills, you know. And the best thing about going back down, because going back down doesn't mean you're failing. You're going to a different destination. You're going through a different, you know, part of your streaming journey. You're going to meet people along
Exactly.
the way that are going to help you get to your next peak, you know. So
Yes.
don't feel discouraged when things don't go like you want them. You just gotta, don't force it, you just gotta make it flow. And I think
Yes.
Dominator said that earlier, is you just gotta let things flow, you know. A lot of people just like to force it. They want it happen too soon. It's not gonna happen, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But just be careful, guys. Just
Yeah, and stay
be careful.
encouraged. And that's such a beautiful way to put it. You like you gotta sometimes to go higher, you got to go back down, and you gotta look at your different perspectives and go through some things. I think that that is really powerful imagery. That some people might go over your head, y'all. Don't miss it, because she's dropping some wisdom. She's dropping the tea. I need y'all to sip on it. She's dropping it. I know Unwilling in the chat was like, "Oh, they we see each other. We good." And I see the same thing that you see, Rena. And I feel it sometimes myself, where I feel like there might be some streams where maybe on a certain day or a certain time, there's not as many people as you're used to, or there's people not as engaged in this and that. And sometimes you can feel like, well, am I doing something wrong? They need to start getting up and shaking around, all that stuff. But I've not allowed myself now. I feel like early on in my stream journey, I feel like I need to really please the people. Now I'm like, whoever is in front, if Fuzz is here, Rena here, right here, even if nobody's here, I'm still gonna talk to chat as though there's people in here that I can talk to. And I appreciate that. I think sometimes I see people saying, like, you know, it's hard streaming to one person, or it's hard streaming to no viewers and all that. And I can understand being hard streaming to no viewers and just kind of talking to yourself, because nobody turns this camera on. I hate when people call streamers attention whores. So I'm like, nobody turns this camera on without wanting some level of attention or some level of connection with people. And I feel like people don't often appreciate that one person, because that one person is still somebody that's willing to take time and have a freaking conversation with you. 10 people, like people say, can sometimes be a small classroom or a dinner party. If you got 300 something people watching you, allegedly, that's like a whole freaking little auditorium of people. So, you know, at the end of the day, we try not to put so much focus on viewers and all that stuff. Just appreciate the community that you're building and who shows up in fellowships with you every day. Those are the people that are really going to hold it down. So thank you for encouraging us not to have like so much in our heads and put so much pressure on ourselves about viewership. And I should have a 50 subs. I've been streaming for 10 months. Why
I
have I
know.
hit 50 subscribers?
The expectation is crazy, and I used to be the people pleaser a lot, and it got to the point where it's like, man, I what about me? But I went from being a people pleaser to a people person. Because when you're a people pleaser, and I hopefully I get my own quote correct, when you're a people pleaser, you do too much. When you're a people person, you do just enough, if that makes sense.
That's perfect.
So you have to know when is your enough and how much enough you got to give, because people are gonna give you what you give back. Sometimes even more if you're very genuine about it, because like I said, your viewers, your followers, They know you. I have people in my I don't like saying community because I don't really feel like I have a community. I have a society. I call my followers and everybody my society of love. That's what I call my society, because they're from every different communities, you know?
Yes.
But a lot of people from my society, they know me. And sometimes they tell me things that I need to hear to be like, okay, yeah, you're right. And it checks. So that's where the connection that you speak of takes place. And I think every streamer is different. Don't get me wrong.
Come on.
Every streamer is different. But for me personally, my goal or my purpose to stream is to connect, not for attention, not for the followers, not even for the growth. It's for the connection. And then everything else will follow.
Amen. That's the part right there that I think people miss as well, is building those genuine connections. So it's like you were saying earlier, a lot of people, when they come on the platform, I was that girl. When I first started on Kick, I was one of the first people here. I was a quote unquote mentor with all these other people that I don't hash it out with no more. But we were all these mentors on the platform trying to help people get affiliated and help people grow their communities or societies and all those different things. But I was always a realist about it, where I was like, hey, y'all, this is a trap house. If people don't know what the trap is about, you know, traps is about turning them, you know, they be turning the bricks and doing all that stuff and all the stuff we do in the trap culture. Well, right here, we help you get your subs on. We will pull up on you. We will meet new people and all that. But at the end of the day, it was never my responsibility, I felt like, to then push you further than that. It's now on you. You hit your 75 followers and you're an affiliate now. Okay, boom, that's great. So now what are you going to do to sustain that if you're a person that is looking to be partnered or verified, or you want to, like you're saying, also connect with people? What are you now going to do? I'll still pull up and I'll help out and I'll be like, hey, what's good? What's good with it? but I feel like I did my part, and it was never about follow for follow. It was never about we have to follow this person. It was always about just trying to help people get to a point of monetization to then be able to build on top of that, because be real, some people do want to make some money in this. I've been doing this full time for somehow by the grace of God, we've been full time for over a year, and it's a blessing to be able to do that right now. But you know, something that people also need to learn is that things do fluctuate in this industry. People do think like, oh, you're not always going to have a 10,000 sub month. You know, it's going to have like whatever the case may be. So you really have to do your due diligence to make sure that you're not putting too much pressure on yourself, having fun with it. And like you said, forming genuine connections with people, not just connections because you want to get something out of it, because those never sustain. They never last.
No, because a lot of people are not in it for the right reasons. So you gotta find the people that are in it for the right reasons. And I think that's why I'm so close to the people that I am in my society. You know, because Fuzz really said something that impacted me, and I'll share it really, really quick. When he was on your first podcast, he said something that normally would throw me off. He said, you got to treat your stream like your job, you know, you got to treat it like a business. And at first I'm thinking like, but I don't want to treat the people that are in my chat like a business, you know?
I understand.
And my perspective was different, but when he explained it, it kind of just gave me that aha moment where I have to separate the professional part of streaming versus the personal, you know? Because when you establish really good connections, they're going to be there for the right reasons. And then that's where, you know, more of the personal things come about. And every streamer has your close circle. You know, you've been gaming for a very long time. You know, you guys are considered like extended family. And we all have that's totally fine. But when it comes to new people coming in, you know, this is streaming is your job. Just like you have to clock in for your job at work, you got to clock in with your schedule as a streamer. Yes. And it never really occurred to me like I have to take it that way. That was another change that I had to step away, or change that I had to do and step out of my box, is it's okay to treat your stream as a job, as long as your heart is in the right place.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not saying like all the streamers that, I mean, all the viewers that come in, I'm like, oh, you're my employee, or you're just another number. And no, I would never, ever think that or even say that. You know, every viewer that comes in, every follower means a lot to me. And I'm going to establish that connection to make sure that, you know, they stay, they're having a good time. Even if they don't stay for long, as long as I can just, you know, acknowledge them, which a lot of times viewers want to be acknowledged. And yeah, yeah. I see streamers that are just too busy on the game or talking to their VC and stuff, and they can't acknowledge us as well. But
right,
you know, so as long as you're in it for the right reasons, I think everything's gonna work out.
Amen. And that's a good point, making sure that you're in it for the right reasons, mm-hmm. and reasons that are not going to be, you know, harmful to other people. I think one thing I definitely wanted you to speak to as well, I think that Kick kind of has, unfortunately, I know they're not trying to brand themselves this way, but you know, I joke about this being the degenerate platform and all that stuff, yeah. but it really is kind of seen by the outside looking in. A lot of people do look at it as a place where it's people being crazy and doing all this stuff. And it's because of the kind of publicity that we're getting. Just like Dom yeah. said, there's 95% wonderful creators here, but Dexterito and Fearbuck and all the people only posting on the 5% getting into car accidents while they're on their phones or yeah. getting drunk and being loud and harassing people who are homeless and dying, you know, leaving them with the bill. And it's just a lot of crazy things that happen over here from the beginning and that are fortunately still happening here, but hopefully getting cleaned up a little bit. So I do yes. want to ask you more about what was your initial apprehension? What was the things that you were seeing where you're like, oh, I'm not so sure about this platform? And what ways do you feel like the platform has improved since then?
When I first, it was Aiden.
Yeah, talk about yeah,
A lot of people were, I'm trying to word this so I don't, like, I'm not trying to.
You good. We're going to tell the truth today.
But, you know, when you want something to succeed so bad and you have, you know, big influencers kind of just not behaving appropriately, not saying the right things, mm-hmm. you know, causing a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, man, like, grow up, you know, mm-hmm. make it to where people are going to want to come in because of you. And
right.
it's not all about the outlandish, far-fetched, you know, behavior. Because I think for a lot of bigger streamers, the 5%, They feed off the reactions. They feed off the viewers that are just like, do this, do that, do that.
I know.
And for me, I'm all about accountability. You know, you need to take accountability for your actions and really mean it if you really are focused to really want to make this platform the best it can be. And I think a lot of what I could bring forth is I always believe if you do the crime, you do the time. And I know right now mm-hmm. the biggest thing that we're facing right now in the Kick community or the platform is all the bans that have been taking place. A lot of people are getting unbanned, and there's things that mm-hmm. I feel are bannable permanently. Like yeah. if you break TOS, I'm sorry, but you gotta go. And don't come back unless there's a grace period of maybe a year or something. You know, I always believe in second chances, obviously. But you got to hold the people that are breaking TOS accountable and really lay down the law and be like, you know what? Okay. You know, take a ban and really feel that ban, feel the punishment and stuff, because yes. a lot of times it kind of discourages us who are doing really good. Like, man, we're trying to make this platform the best it can be when all these yep. bannable offenses are coming back, you know?
Yep.
And they're doing even more. And it's just, I even told this on a tweet that it's starting to feel like the WWE with all these crazy stories, and nobody knows if these are really true or not. We don't know if they're just starting to, if they're, you know,
you just know, writing like, a script just and being writing crazy. A script
just for right. attention to for right. reactions and stuff. And it's like, that's not what we're about with Kick. We're not about reactions. We're about connection. We're about having a good time, and you're pushing people away. I know for a fact, and I can list like three people that I know personally, if certain people were banned the first time or were held accountable, they would be on Kick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really sad because there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to, you know, what you know, Twitch is doing with people that they that are allowed to do what they're doing on Twitch versus what Kick is doing and what they're allowing on Kick. I mean, it goes both ways, but I do want to see Kick hold people more responsible and really like hit that ban hammer and be like, you know what? We got to look out for the rest of the community here.
Yeah.
And if you're breaking TOS, that means you don't want any part of that community. So you're out.
Right.
Whether if they want to give them a year ban, 2 years, lifetime, whatever it may be. But I think if you do that, or if they do that, it'll allow people to be really take things seriously. And I think the Kick community, as amazing and fun as they are, they also want to take this platform serious.
Yes.
I know I do.
Yep.
So,
I agree.
So I think that's what needs to happen.
I love that, because especially for those of us, like you said, I'm glad you framed it in that way, because it does suck when you're a person who you know is doing the right thing, you know you're holding it down, you're not breaking TOS, and it really does suck to see bad behavior constantly, rewarded, not only in this space, but in the stream space. They only seem to get, if you're doing something crazy or negative or wild, that gets all the attention on social media, or you got some kind of drama with your family, your personal life. Now that's all out there. It's just the craziest things that we are rewarding as society. And then we have to also look at ourselves and be like, well, for some reason, that kind of behavior gets thousands and thousands and thousands of views. Why? Because people are enjoying it. Even though it's nasty and it's nuts and all that, it's a reflection of us as human beings too. However, we do know that the majority of the platform creators-wise, we can't say the same for the audience, because the audio, a lot of viewers on these crazy streamers and whatever the case may be. But a majority of us are really trying to do the right thing. And I don't feel like same with you. I don't feel like some of these bans are long enough. I don't feel like they are balanced. For example, you know, the people on here saying the N-word or speaking that are not black, that are speaking hatefully about other demographics, doing all types of things, you know, like the driving the car and then getting into trouble and then being allowed to come back, or fighting people on camera, getting to come back. I'm like, dang it to heck. Some people didn't even catch a hold. There was an incident on this. I don't know if you was here early enough for this. There was an incident on a platform with a streamer where he was getting his thing.
Oh, yeah.
Slurped and twerped. And he was banned for about 16 hours. Now, mind you, I used to do pools and hot tubs, and I did my best. You know, I'm a big chichi girl. Mm-hmm. And I did my best to keep things covered and all them things. And I did make a mistake. I said, whoops. And I felt terrible about it. And I ate my one-day ban, though. But I also had to sit back and think to myself, wait a minute. Why am I catching a whole-day ban over a complete accident versus somebody who very deliberately went on camera, angled their camera down to their wee-wee, and was getting it licked, slurped, and all this kind of stuff. So again, we've got to be consistent with fair. Consistent. Lord have mercy. So thank you for speaking to that. And I do wish that people and the platform, you know, if you guys are listening, will listen and be like, yeah, we like a little controversy here and there, but we also want to continue to grow as a platform. And some of that comes from holding the right people accountable and doing the right thing. That part. Yeah.
And so, there's a difference between, just real quick, there's a difference between having drama and keeping it real. Like, you know, there's the drama that's over the top, made up, you know, want the reactions, the attention. But then there's also the creators that like to keep it real, but they spill the juice. But you know, so there's just a fine line on like keeping it real is one thing. I don't mind you giving me the scoop about what's going on, as long as it's, you know, it has to be respectful, obviously.
Right.
But as long as it's not over the top drama and so far fetched that you're like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
You know, so people want to see accountability. They want to see consistency, like you said.
Right.
And I think when we get that, people are going to be like, okay, they're, you know, Kick is serious. So,
yes.
Let's bring them on over.
Yes.
You know, so Yeah, I totally feel you on that.
We see each other, and mm-hmm. I'm right there with you because I know what kind of creative you're talking about. There's some that, you know, some people do drama and media and all this stuff, and we get it. Yeah. And then there's some people on all kinds of things on Twitter or on here that unfortunately they go off on these witch hunts. And instead of just talking about, you know, wanting to make the platform better or things that are negative and wanting to fix them, they have to drag people down or make lies about them and just all types of things people do for quote unquote content, but it ends up being just nasty. I have no other way to put it, but just nasty
trash.
And vitriol.
Trashy so, like, too. Yeah, it's all too. Trash. Like it needs to be taken
Thank
out.
Thank you. Thank you. You know? Take it out. Take it and out. It's never going to take you any further than that. And I love one of my girls, Azimara, who's a Sims creator, mostly on Twitch. She was saying, if you build a community around negativity and bringing down people and all that, it's all people are going to expect from you. So when you try to do something like, oh, I just want to do like Fortnite today. And, you know, people are used to you being controversial and crazy and all that stuff. People are going to be like, oh, man, we only came to you for the negative bullshit, man. Why are you doing this gaming stuff now? And now you're going to put yourself in a box and be stuck that way. So I know you and I don't want to be stuck in that box. So, you know, we're just not going to go that route.
Nope. And we even said it on our X account earlier this week. We're like, we're not going to engage in any kind of that drama. No. We're here for positivity. No. You know, it's just like, that's the last time we're going to speak on it.
Yep.
We said our piece and be done gone.
With it. Even if they try to bring you back into it, if you place that boundary with them, you're like, I'm done with it. I don't want to be around you. And they still keep bringing you in. It's like, all right. Holy Spirit, let's just pray for these people and keep moving to the right.
Yeah, because
I ain't trying to go with it. Amen. So we done left them in the past. So I know you gave a little bit of feedback, especially as far as the banning consistency. But you know, we ask every person that comes on this podcast, and we always tell the staff the information that you guys give us. So highs and lows of the platform. What are some of the things that are going well on Kick that you love about being here? And what are some other things that we know are definitely areas of growth about, besides, of course, being consistent with bans and consequences? Mm-hmm. What are some other things you might recommend? It's all you, baby.
The stuff that I love about Kick is the positive changes that have been taking place. You know, Eddie is really good at informing everybody about what's been going on, the challenges, the ups, the downs, everything in between. He's had his own streams with, you know, with Andrew and other guests, and he answers questions. Some of them are very hard answers or questions to answer, but he answers them. He's very transparent, he's very honest, and he's even told everybody in his post, we heard you. So these are the changes that are being made, and they make them. And that's something that I've never really seen on other platforms. Mostly that most of the time they take away from the streamers. Kick has always made changes to provide to the streamer or to make it better, to make it more convenient. And I know Kick is still, you know, new. It's still, you know, beta, everything. So there's going to be slow things. Things are not going to be, you know, as fast as they want, and especially. You know, certain changes, the bot issue, of course, we know that.
Yes.
We finally got the answers on the whole bot thing. Why botters is such a problem. Mm-hmm. And Eddie pretty much says it's really expensive to combat botting. And so now we know, you know, and he just the changes, the positive changes, the community. Like I've said before, other platforms, they stream for themselves, it seems like. I know they play with other people, but they stream for themselves. Whereas what I feel with Kick, they stream for the community. It's a more of a community streaming than anything, you know?
Right. And,
I've never had another platform whose community has come to me. Because I'm always going to people. They notice me. They're like, hey, I like what you said about, you know, what you said in your stream or your post on X, or, you know, your content was really funny, you know, because sometimes I do clips and stuff, and I do more humor than anything when it comes to my gaming. And, you know, it makes me want to engage with them, and then they engage with me. And that means a lot to me, you know, because I've never been approached. And I feel like I'm a part of something now. So Kick has really given me that family, that community, that almost like that friendship, that knit, that we're all in it together is what it feels like, you know? And I love that. I really, really love that. So that's what I really love about Kick. As far as like the growth, like I said, just the accountability, the consistency when it comes to banning, the whole, you know, like what Dominator was saying, the whole subscriber list. We would love to have a subscriber
Please.
List,
yes.
You know, which is very convenient. And I'm grateful for everybody, you know, but it's just really good for us streamers to have that list. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, I have more positive than negative, to be honest.
Good.
And I think that's what makes a really good platform is when streamers are like, you know what, I feel good about this platform. You know, it's making changes to where we feel like it's actually going to be working. And it has. It's been working for us because we want it to make it work. So.
Right.
So if you want it, you do it. And we're doing it, baby.
Right. We're doing it together.
You're doing it together.
We are doing it together because there is a sense of we all want this platform to work. We want it to sustain. I think just like you said earlier, you were talking about kind of having to take space for your mental health. And it is hard sometimes to find that balance with streaming and taking care of your mental health and all these different things. But another beautiful thing about having things like Twitch and Kick and YouTube is for like myself, period. I came into the streaming space the same as you in 2022 because I was feeling depressed because I was working my job, working with kids who were suicidal and having a lot of challenges. And I was taking it home and I was really just having a hard time with it. And I was bringing myself down as well, not taking care of myself. So streaming was an outlet for me that actually improved my mental health, allowed me to be around people where it's like I can meet a beautiful person like you that I might have never met in any other way by the fact that besides the fact that we got to meet through Kick and this platform. So again, I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to have met you. I'm blessed that you said that there's more positive things going on in the community than negative. That's huge. Take notes, Eddie. She was the first people to say it. And I think that a lot of people actually do agree with that. Again, it just goes back to they never like... We were a part of, you and I were both a part of the Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton contributions that they did. Now, I never don't need no flowers for putting things together and helping out. We don't need no flowers for that. However, it would be nice to see Dexterto or these other platforms put out there like, hey, this was some of the smaller creators, not the Ada Rosses, not the XQCs, not the whatever other people be on here that be big. This is what the smaller creators on Kick are actually trying to do and trying to build and trying to help people, but they'll never talk about it because I guess it ain't gonna get no impressions.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't need it. We don't need impressions. Mm-mm. We just need our connections. We need good people and that's what we need. So, you know, that's all the impressions we need.
Yes. So no, you have the right energy. You already know what time it is. And I would love for you, before we end, to give any advice that you might have for somebody new coming into the content creation space. And I also want you to speak, because we're both active, very active on social media. Speak to coming into that social media space as well as streaming.
Okay. Well, with new streamers, a lot of, I've heard it before in other podcasts that you have, is just, you know, be genuine. Don't impress either. I see a lot of new streamers want to impress to get people to come in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it works, but just be impressionable as yourself. Yeah. You know, have fun with it. Don't expect too much. Don't expect too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just
enough.
Just be enough. You're enough. You matter. That's another thing that's really important. Just because you're not affiliate as fast as you want to be, or you're not going to get partner or KCIP, whatever the case may be, you still matter. You still matter to a lot of people. And don't ever forget that, you know. So keep going, keep striving, keep growing, not number wise, but in your heart. Yeah. That's where it all starts. So if you're on that path, and one peek at a time. One peek at a time. Take one peek at a time. And I, speaking of socials, I really, it's really hard for me to promote myself. But there's one social that I do have that I would like to promote. It's my secondary, or actually my primary X account, and it's Rena Robina.
Okay.
It's R-E-N-A-R-O-B-E-N-A. It's full of motivation, inspiration to help with growth, to help with healing your journeys. So I take a lot of my, because I have Mayor's Motivational Monday, and uh-huh. I use that to motivate other people. And you can take that into your streaming journey too. Wednesdays, I have Rena's Wednesday Wisdom, and that could also go towards streaming. So all my positive, inspirational content on my Rena Robina Twitter can also be directed towards your streaming journey. So, you know, because I've been there. You've been there. We've been through those journeys where, man, you know, I need to heal. I need to grow. You know, yes. How do I do that? And, you know, once you see it a different perspective or a different way, you're gonna find those aha moments. And I think those aha moments are a big part of growing and learning and becoming. So, yeah.
Girl, you are it. You're the it girl. You a hit girl. And she is the mayor of Kicksville. Before I let you go, beautiful, is there anything else that you would like to self-promote? Be it like you have a stream coming up, that's a charity or just something special you're doing, your stream schedule, anything. I know you talked about Rena Robina, but anything else you want to let us know about you, Queen, before we let you go?
For the month of November, and I'm going to be helping out or pairing up with another good friend of mine. We want to do a stream of Thanksgiving. Like, what is it about streaming that is that you have thanks for? What is it that you're grateful for? Kind of like just like taking Thanksgiving and the gifts and stuff and turn it into what has streaming done for you that makes you so thankful or grateful.
I like that.
So that's what we're working on. Hopefully we have that coming up sometime, maybe next week or maybe the week of Thanksgiving. So I would love to hear everybody, and I'll probably be posting it too on my Twitter page, my X page.
Okay.
Like so that way and then I'll probably be reading it out on stream.
Okay.
All the answers and stuff like that. And we can just talk about it, go over it, you know, just input on what you might want to think that, could help others. So it's just like a very Kicksgiving Thanksgiving, you know, just
I like that.
Having all of us come together and talk about our journeys and why we're so thankful.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, it helped you meet people. So whatever it may be, you know, the floor is there. So that's what I'm currently working on right now.
That's excellent. And I can see some people in the chat are already Fuzz, like he gonna be there. Willie is gonna be there. The people is gonna be there. And I'm gonna do my best to pull up as well and contribute and say what I'm thankful for as well. So I appreciate you coming in, dropping your wisdom, your beautiful energy, your beautiful self. I mean, I was like, Rena, I knew you was a baddie, but I'm like, I'm really taking you in right now. I'm like, this woman is gorgeous. You know, I know I'm a girl here anyway, but she's freaking gorgeous. Inside and out. So God bless you. We are going to end out this episode 3 today. And I cannot wait to have a follow-up with you in the future. You know, I'm always here. If you need me, just holla, baby.
Same. Likewise. I'm here for you too.
Thank you, Queen. Have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. Good night, chat.
Night, you guys.